از هری کوره بخوریم. چی چی بعد هفتش نه دوباره بینان شانو دوباره گل دوباره گلی دوباره گل نمیکی. چی رو نام کام کی؟ چی رو نام دادی کام کی؟ گروش تو میشه چه چه نام کوی کام کی؟ من مایی کی؟ من مایی کی؟ چه سی دیوی باک دیوی کی؟ سامانی دوباره نمیکی؟
Hare Krishna. Well, we have good news because Jayadana Prabhu is here. Deal. So it's our good news for I think that all of us, right? Okay. Ladita Prabhu, can you give me my jacket? Or John? Thanks. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jana Balava Girivara Nari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Nari Yashoda Nandana Raja Janarandana Yashoda Nandana Raja Janarandana Jamuna Tira Manachari Jamuna Tira Manachari Jamuna Tira Manachari Bhagavatam ki jai. O glorious to assemble the
Buddhas. Hare Krishna.
O glorious to assemble Buddhas. O glorious to assemble the Buddhas. O glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 23, text number 4. But because this chapter has nine texts, we can finish the chapter today, and I need your help. I'm going to read number 4 first, okay, and the purport, and then you can help me to read the next verses. Okay, text number 4. Kechanaitash yotir anikam shishumara samstanena bhagavato vasudeva sya yogadaranyam dharanyam anuvarnayanti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sivaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The great machine consisting of the stars and planets resembles the form of Shishumara, dolphin, in the water. It is sometimes considered an incarnation of Krishna, Vasudev. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudev in this form because it is actually visible. Purport. Transcendentalists such as yogis, whose minds cannot accommodate the form of the Lord, prefer to visualize something very great, such as the Virat Purusha. Therefore, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shishumara to be swimming in the sky the way a dolphin swims in water. They meditate upon it as the Virat Rupa, the gigantic form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text number 5.
This form of Shishumara has its head downward and its body coiled. On the end of its tail is the planet of Dhruva. On the body of its tail are the planets of the demigods Prajapati, Agni, Indra, and Dharma. And at the base of its tail are the planets of the demigods Datta and Vidatta. Where the hips might be on the Shishumar are the seven saintly sages like Vasishta and Angira. The coiled body of the Shishumar Chakra turns toward its right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Punarvasu are located. On its left side are the 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarashadha. Thus its body is balanced because its sides are occupied by an equal number of stars. On the back of the Shishumara is the group of stars known as Ajaviti, and on its abdomen is the Ganges that flows in the sky, the Milky Way.
Next verse. Another volunteer? Yes, bro.
Need the verse. This one here? Okay. On the right and left sides of where the loins might be, on the Shishumara chakra, are the stars named Punarvasu and Pushya. Ardra and Ashlesha are on its right and left feet. Abhijit and Uttarashadha are on its right and left nostrils. Shravana and Purvashada are at its right and left eyes. And Anishta and Mula are on its right and left ears. The eight stars from Magha to Anuradha, which mark the southern course, are on the ribs of the left of its body, and the eight stars from Mrigashirsha and Purvabhadra, which mark the northern course, are on the ribs on the right side. Satabhisha and Jeshta are on the right and left shoulders.
7. Derek, do you want to? Here is the Bhagavatam. It's better.
Okay. On the upper chin of the Shishumar is Agasti, on its lower chin, Yamaraj, on its mouth, Mars, on its genitals, Saturn. On the back of its neck, Jupiter, on its chest, the Sun, and within the core of its heart, Narayan. Within its mind is the Moon, on its navel, Venus, on its breast, the Ashvini Kumaras. Within its life air, which is known as Pranapan, is Mercury. On its neck is Rahu, all over its body are comets, and in its pores are the numerous stars.
My dear King, the body of Shishumara, as thus described, should be considered the external form of Lord Vishnu, the supreme personality of Godhead. Morning, noon, and evening, one should silently observe the form of Lord as the Shishumara Chakra and worship him with this mantra. O Lord, who has assumed the form of time, O resting place of all the planets, moving in different orbits, O Master of all demigods, O Supreme Person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you and meditate upon you.
The body of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, which forms the Shishumara Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra to worship that Supreme Person 3 times a day, morning, noon, and evening, will surely be freed from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers his obeisances to this form, or remembers this form 3 times a day, all his recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Purport. Summarizing the entire description of the planetary systems of the universe, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that one who is able to meditate upon this arrangement as the Virat Rup or Vishwarup, the external body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and worship him 3 times a day by meditation, will always be from all sinful reactions. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur estimates that Dhruvaloka, the pole star, is 3,800,000 yojanas above the sun. And above Dhruvaloka, by 10 million yojanas is Maharloka, and above Maharloka, by 20 million yojanas is Janaloka, and above Janaloka, 80 million yojanas is Tapaloka, and above Tapaloka, by 120 million yojanas is Satyaloka. Thus, the distance from the sun to Satyaloka is 233,800,000 yojanas, or 1,870,400,000 miles. The Vaikuntha planets begin 26,200,000 yojanas, that is 209,600,000 miles above Satyaloka. Thus, the Vishnu Purana describes that the covering of the universe is 260 million yojanas away from the sun. The distance from the sun to the earth is 100,000 yojanas, and below the earth by 70,000 yojanas are the 7 lower planetary systems called Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. Below these lower planets by 30,000 yojanas, Sheshanaga is lying on the Garbhadaka ocean. That ocean is 249,800,000 yojanas deep. Thus, the total diameter of the universe is approximately 500 million yojanas, or 4 billion miles. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta's purport to the fifth canto, 23rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Shishumara Planetary Systems.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Manchakalpataruvyascha Kripasinduvyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, good morning. Welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. Well, as I told you, we have good news because Jai Jagannath is here. Thanks, Krishna, for sending Jai Jagannath to save us of this purport in this Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto. And in the material speech, you have to be qualified to speak, of course. And if you are not qualified, I mean, there is a rule in the speech that you never have to mention that you are unqualified. Do you understand? You never have to mention that, because it don't make sense, no? People start to say, what are you doing there? No? Or people leave the room and everything. But in the Vedic culture, it's totally different. I don't know if you remember, in the first canto, the chapter 18, Sukadeva Goswami start one description. And he said that I'm going to talk as far as my knowledge is concerned. And there is a beautiful analogy, the analogy of the birds. The birds fly in the sky as far as their capacity allows. So in this case, I'm not qualified, so you can leave the room. But I'm going to talk as far as my knowledge is concerned. Sorry. Okay. So, to end this chapter, I want to mention that we have a practical experience of this. Have you ever visit the country or the desert before? Yes. I remember when my grandmother has a ranch or something like that in the country, and sometimes we were there with my family, my sisters, and we visit her, and we spend idyllic summers in the country. Idyllic summers, beautiful summers. And one of our activities in our childhood was in the middle of the night, in the summer night, in the grass. On the grass, we start to look the stars. Have you ever practiced this before? Yes? Okay. And, well, you have different ways to do it. But ordinary people, like me, or maybe like you, because I'm saying that ordinary people, because we are not astrologers. But ordinary people, we used to look at the night sky and try to identify different constellations, different forms, like Cancer, or here you use different names for these constellations. But you have Sagittarius, no? The Hunter, I don't know, how do you call it? Or in Spanish, Las Tres Marías, so three stars, and so on. And we used to identify this. Similarly, the yogis, the great yogis, they used to identify constellations as all like us. And they identified other kind of constellations, and it's mentioned here, the Shishumara form, or the dolphin form is mentioned here. We need to understand that these constellations or forms are part of the universal form. All this fifth canto mentions the universal form, Virat Rupa, of the Lord, but we have different aspects of this universal form. Some of these aspects we can perceive with our eyes, but some of these aspects we cannot perceive. And that is the case of Mount Meru and different parts. We need to see a video to perceive that. But some other kind of constellations we can't perceive, we are able to perceive. So the thing is that these constellations or this universal form or these forms are figurative, not literally. Which is the difference between figurative and literal? Do you know? Any volunteer? Do you want to explain? Figurative language and literal language? Yes, figurative language is symbolic. It's imaginary, it's to express ideas, but it's not the meaning, the real meaning, no? And for scientific, academic studies, we use literal language, and for poetry or different things, we use figurative. But it's very interesting how we find in this fifth canto so many numbers, no? Scientific description, scientific Vedic description, and also we find figurative language, no? In order to explain this scientific, so it's scientific language. Do you understand? It's like contradictory. If you are in the presenting something in university, you have to present all the things in literal language, no? Not in figurative language. So here is very curious and interesting how is present this in these two kind of language. But the thing is that we have different universal forms, okay? It's one universal form but in different aspects. And we need divine vision to see this universal form as Mother Yasoda, looking inside the mouth of Krishna, or Arjuna, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But we also can perceive this universal form without divine vision. And that is the case, for example, of Sukadeva Goswami. Do you know how Sukadeva Goswami start to speak before describe this cosmic manifestation? He said, "Now, my dear king, I'm going to explain this, no? As I hear from the authorities." He never said, "as I saw." Do you understand? So all these descriptions, all these numbers, all this comes from the hearing process. So this is very important. We don't need this divine vision to perceive this. So finally, This universal form is created by the Lord in order to give the opportunity to the yogis or spiritual practitioners, that those who are not elevated in the sattva-guna state. So this allow them or give them the opportunity to appreciate Krishna. They are not able to appreciate Krishna in spiritual form, so they need this other kind of description. Yesterday, with Gokulananda, we start a club in Truman College. I know, Truman College is not the best university, it's just a college, it's a transition for the real university. And you find in Truman, but it's interesting because in Truman College you find different kind of people, gangs, or also you find people from the five continents, not only Chinese or African American. You find every kind of people, different languages. In our class of English, we have like people from everywhere, French, Ethiopia, the most various places. And we started a club yesterday. The idea is to have a program following the format of the programs in the Northwestern University or Loyola or UIC. Simple, no? Chant a little bit, discuss some interesting topic, and share some prasad and nothing more else. But the thing is that we were discussing with Gokula how to present our meditation. Our club is Mantra Music Meditation. That is the name of the club. And we put MQ to the name. You know, M at the third potency and MQ, something like that. Okay, I know, it's funny. So, MQ. It's like a child's play, you know, MQ. But it's to preach. So, we start to discuss how to present this, and we have all the resources. All the resources that you need, you have in that college. All the resources. You have video system to project things, to project images, to make music. You have good audio. The room is very clean. You have everything. It's like a Christian arrangement to preach there. You have everything. But we met a person who said in the first time, "No, I don't want to know anything about religion." No, oh. So we start to think, okay, maybe we need to present meditation as, I don't know, more diluted, no, like not so directly. And then we met another person, one lady from Puerto Rico. She works there in the Truman College, and she said, "I don't want when people start to Americanize yoga. I liked the yoga very pure, no, like Indian yoga or something." And we start to think with Gokula, oh, we have here another kind of person, no, who like this. If we present Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Kishore Kishori, maybe she takes, no, at once the process. So we are in that kind of, no, doubt. But finally, it's like here, no? Krishna presents different kind of approachings or perspective to approach Krishna, no? Approach to conceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the case of yogis and the universal form. And one more thing about this, is the cosmic order. Knowing this, understanding this, we know that this place is not an impersonal place. This place comes from a person, is organized, and maybe this is not the best example, but when you find something in the street, you know that this thing doesn't have an owner. You start to think and use this thing, right? When you see a dollar in the street, or this is another example, maybe it's more gross example. When you see a woman, and you don't know that this woman has a husband, you start to think, oh, maybe, no, this is my opportunity. No? But when you know that this woman has a husband, has a like owner, you start to think in another way. Oh, okay, this woman has a husband. So then it's not good to make something, no? So in the same case with the material nature, when we are not conscious that this material nature has an owner, that is Krishna, we start to think in the with an exploitation, no? And explode this. But when we know that this material world has an owner, that is Krishna, the way of thinking is different. We call this in law animus domini. That is the feeling you feel like an owner. Animus domini is in Rome and Latin. So to avoid this animus domini of the material world, knowing this Virat Rupa and universal form, we can overcome this obstacle in our devotional service. So I'm going to stop here. If you have any question or comment, Charza. Ah, one more thing then after the question.
Go ahead. Will you want to add one more thing?
No, you can ask the question, yes.
I was just wondering, in text 8, Shukadeva Goswami is recommending, he's saying, my dear King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Vishnu as Shishumar, one should worship him. Morning, noon, and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord as the Shishumar Chakra. Worship him with a certain mantra. So I haven't heard so much about that practice, but is that an aspect at all of our devotional lives?
Ah, good question. If it's allowed to practice this, no?
If Prabhupada mentioned it, I've never even heard Prabhupada mention. I don't think I've ever heard Prabhupada say the word Shishumar.
No.
Just because of my lack of familiarity with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, but
I never heard that also before. It's true. Here is mentioned that the benefit of recite this mantra and remember this form, that the benefit is, what is, free from sinful activities, no, reactions. We'll certainly be freed from all sinful reactions. It's good if we practice this. But if we have the process of devotional services, it is not necessary for the devotee to practice this. But I remember one god brother told me something about Hanuman Prasad Swami. Maharaj was walking on the street. It's a very simple example. And he always see a man, like a gardener, doing arrangements in the garden. No? And every morning he go to the walk on the street, but nothing happens. The gardener never said hello, and Maharaj never said hello also. So Maharaj started to think, oh, maybe should I say hi now or something like that. But I don't know how to approach him, because I'm like sannyasi or something. So Maharaj approached him in this way. Hello, good morning, sir. And the gardener, no, he didn't say anything. And Maharaj said again, oh, maybe this is a mistake. But Maharaj said again, such a nice day, right? Good sun. It's good for the plants, right? And the gardener, he didn't say anything, but he smiled. like approbation. Or so in this case, I want to refer that some people is not able to accept Krishna consciousness, but we can. We have different tools to, for example, the appreciation of the nature, to give them the opportunity to approach Krishna. And but the devotee doesn't need this, or the devotee, for the devotee is not necessary this kind of meditation. We have Harenama, 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 Vakyalam, Kalonaste, Vanaste, Gatiranyata, the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. This is our only meditation. 16 rounds, kirtan. But in relation with this question, I want to share one thing with you. Light of Bhagavata. His Holiness Hanuma Prasad Swami, he always present this book. And I hope Nityananda Prabhu wants to invite him. So I hope maybe this year, I don't know. I don't know. It's Krishna, by Krishna arrangement maybe. But maybe he is the best to present this book, not me. But I want to share one text of this book. I don't have a PowerPoint or something like that. But to close this class, and to end this class, and we can read the purport. It's very beautiful also. And maybe it's not directly connect with this topic, but well, we will see, okay? So, John Prabhu, because I cannot show this in a PowerPoint, can you approach to the camera a little bit for the devotees who are looking? This image, like a little bit, and then this image. Come, Prabhu, here, with the book, more practically. Yes. Like this. No, yes, that is the book and the image on the book. Text number 4, more close. You need to use the chair because I am in the screen now. Yes. Sorry, it's not practical this way. Okay. Ready. I think that is ready. We have a little delay in the image, but it's ready. Maybe people saw that image. Beautiful description about stars. We are talking about stars. So here we go. In the clear autumn sky, the twinkling stars appear brighter and brighter, just like a transcendentalist with clear vision of the purpose of the Vedas. So this is the purport of Srila Prabhupada. About this. It is said that the importance of the Vedas becomes clear to one who is not only a sincere devotee of Lord, but also a sincere servitor of the spiritual master. The spiritual master knows the purpose of the Vedas, practices it personally, and teaches the disciple of the true light of the Vedas. The supreme spiritual master, the Lord Sri Krishna, teaches us the importance of the Vedas in the following verse of Bhagavad Gita, and is mentioned here 15:16. There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible, and in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. The Lord says that in the Vedas, it is mentioned that there are two kinds of living beings called the fallible and infallible. Those living beings who are materially encaged are fallible, whereas those who are not conditioned and who are eternally situated in the spiritual realm are called akshara or infallible. The Lord then says, Bhagavad Gita 50:17, besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Last thing is the 18th verse. Because I am transcendental beyond both the fallible and infallible, and because I am the greatest I am celebrated both in the world and the Vedas as the Supreme Person. Last paragraph. The importance of the Vedas is still more explicit, explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The conclusion of the Vedic literatures is that Lord Sri Krishna is the primeval Lord of the cause of all causes. He has his eternal two-armed form as Syamasundar, with features exactly like those of a most beautiful young man, and that is the sum of and substance of the Vedas concerning God. God is one, but the living entities, including both the liberated and the conditionated, are many and have many different grades of positions. The living entities are never equal to God, but as parts and parcel of Lord, they are eternally his servitors. As long as the living entities are situated normally as his servitors, they are happy. Otherwise, they are always unhappy. That is the Vedic conclusion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is the explanation of this picture. It's a description of the autumn in Vrindavan. You find these beautiful stars. And all these descriptions are, even the Srimad Bhagavatam descriptions are, or have the objective to show us the greatest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How great is Krishna. Okay? We can finish here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai.